Moolala is brought to you by the nonprofit credit counseling agency, Credit Canada. We have seen how high inflation is affecting our day-to-day lives everywhere, from buying groceries to owning a home and buying, leasing, maintaining a car. Today, we're going to talk about cars. When it comes to buying one, owning one, maintaining one, there are so many different expenses that you need to take into account. So how much does it cost on average to own a car in Canada? Our guest is Matt Hance. He is VP of Insurance for RateHub.ca, and he joins us from London, Ontario. Hello there.
Hey, Bruce.
All right, smack me with the number right off the top. What is the average cost in Canada?
So the average cost in Canada, based on our analysis, was around $1,300. So $1,387 to be correct.
Per month.
Sorry.
$1,387 a month.
Yeah, that would be great if it was per year.
I know. Yes, I was going to say super cheap. And what goes in? What are the buckets? What goes into? What are the parts of that car?
For sure. So when we looked at this, is a few different things. So I mean, the bulk of that is your car payment, which we've broken down the car payment into really two sections, which is the interest portion, and then there's the payment on the actual principal. But we also look at that as depreciation, because you are paying your principal back. You're paying a lot of interest on top of that, but it's weird. It's different. It's not like your home where you're paying down your mortgage, you're building up an asset. This is great. You know, we know a lot of people make money in the real estate market. That doesn't happen in the auto side. You're paying for a depreciating asset. So even though you're paying off the principal on your loan, that the value of that vehicle is depreciating over time. So, you know, we calculated that as part of the overall calculation as well. On top of that, we're looking at administration fees. We're looking at maintenance fees. So, you know, doing your regular oil upkeep or, you know, tire rotation. We're looking at your car insurance, which, as we've talked about in the past, is a growing cost for all Canadians. Gas, and then parking, which, depending on your situation, you may or may not need.
Mm. So if we look at that $1,300 a month, break out that depreciation cost for us, because it is very rare that people clock that. And while they know intellectually or logically that when they go to sell their car in 5 years or 10 years or for, you know, to the junkyard for $50, they know that the revenue they'll get from that sale is less than what they paid for it. I don't think they have a way to kind of clock that number. So of that $1,300, how much are you applying to depreciation?
We had it at 592, which is about 42.7%
Wow.
of that monthly payment, which is huge.
And over what time horizon did you do that depreciation calculation?
Because
I'm driving my car into the ground, into the ground.
That, I believe, and I'm just trying to go back to my notes again, I believe that was over a standard loan payment. And I think the example it used was 8 years. I'm just trying to...
8 years or so. Right. So yeah. Probably a higher number than for me, because my car is more than 10 years old and I'm going to drive it into the ground. But I bet as you were doing the math, you weren't dealing with people like me. You were dealing
for sure.
with other people who they tend to turn cars more quickly than I do.
For sure. Yeah, that's the key, is that I think it's that people just need to be, it's not a number that, I mean, it is frightening when you look at it, but it's a number to me. It's like, it's the cost of owning a car. It is what it is. It's not something you can really change. It's really just being aware of that. So Bruce, if it's someone like yourself and even myself, I tend to own cars for 10 to 12 years and make sure I'm getting my value out of them. And then the reason why I get rid of them is because they're no longer worth repairing.
Yeah.
To me, I understand the appreciation part of it, but I'm getting the use out of the car. I'm enjoying it. But like you said, for people trying to flip cars, you're not going to make a lot of money out of here. And if you're going to look to change and to get a new car in a couple of years, you're probably rolling your loan into each other and you're just compounding the issues. You're not only are you paying more interest, you know, you're losing money on the depreciation of the vehicle when you go around to get your next car.
And of course, you're talking about an average here.
For sure.
Are people for whom that depreciation cost is lower because they're buying a Kia, and people
for sure.
whose depreciation is higher because they're buying a Porsche.
that's definitely the case too. And I mean, there are obviously there's always things that are outside the norm. I mean, we saw during the pandemic, for like the first time I can really think in history, where used cars were selling at higher prices than some new cars because people wanted a car today and they were willing to pay for a car that was a year or two old a little bit more than a brand new car because they could get it tomorrow.
So $1,300 is the total, around $510 is the depreciation. What's the average amount that you're factoring in for insurance? And if it's an average, you've probably got 18-year-old drivers in there who are on the family plan, and then you've got 65-year-old drivers whose insurance would be much lower.
That's the hard part when I look at that, because the insurance number feels, admittedly to me, quite low, but it's factoring in Canada wide and all types of drivers. So we had it around $111, $120. But I mean, to me, I pay more than that. And I know a lot of people that pay more than that. I know some people that pay less than that. And really, because insurance is very situational and we're accounting for all of Canada, that's why the number is so low. But you know, if you're someone looking at this at our article going, well, I live in Toronto, I pay a lot more than that. Well, of course, yeah, you would. You'll pay the average price in Toronto is significantly higher. You're looking upwards of 180 to 200. And even then, you're probably accounting for parking and additional fees on top of that. So really, this total cost of ownership of a car, I know we're giving you an average perspective, but it's really situational and regional based too, that it can really swing the numbers.
You include a line item for car administrative fees. What's that?
So that really can change by province, but I mean, in Ontario, a lot of our administrative fees have been gotten rid of, but you know, the cost to get your license renewal each year, like the sticker, the license plate sticker, some provinces still charge for that. So our writer, kind of when researching it, kind of took a perspective across Canada and applied an amount that he thought was fair. But once again, this is going to be very situational. There might not be administrative fees regularly that will affect you.
How did your writer factor in maintenance? Because boy, as a long-term car owner, I see in the first 4 or 5 years, there's maintenance, but it's not that significant. And then as you get to 8 or 9, it's air conditioning. It's a transmission. It's like, you know, a $5,000 bill is not unheard of. So it is not a straight line.
Yeah, and a lot of that came from Statistics Canada, which it said the average Canadian household spends about $79 per month to maintain and repair a vehicle. So that's kind of really where the starting point came from. excuse me. And then it said, I think that we looked in and we said, typically, at least the first 3 years of a vehicle are covered under warranty. That's about 60,000 kilometers. You can get longer than that. And then they were looking into things like oil changes, which at a cost at about $120 every 3 to 6 months. So they were kind of working that all together, and then they came up with about a rough idea of about $100 a month. They say that we should be setting aside to cover for any maintenance costs that could arise.
$1,300 a month. What are some ways that one can be below the average in terms of that monthly cost?
For sure. So, I mean, first and foremost, if you're not buying new, because the average price of a new car was really where I saw this. If we were looking at from last year's analysis to this year, it was the cost of the cars themselves. I've just grown significantly even year over year, you know, with the average car this year being upwards of $67,817. And this was data pulled from based on September 2023 from Auto Trader. So ways to save. I mean, new car, used cars are about half the price right there. So if you're buying used, you're going to save there. And it's the type of car you're buying too. So we were talking earlier about, you know, is this a Camry or is this a BMW? If you're buying like a Toyota Camry, it's going to be a lot less. Your payments are going to be lower. So to me, it's really it's spending within your means. It's, you know, do you need the car? What are you using it for? And that's kind of ways you can also save on your insurance. You could shop around to find the lowest rate. And then you could look at, and if it's really, you know, if you're just using the car on situational instances and it's not something you need on a regular basis, you could look at something like pay-as-you-go insurance, which can be like your cheapest option provided by CAA. And that could be another way to kind of lower your monthly fees and cut down on that insurance cost.
I made a note for myself as you were speaking, and I now need to go and pull out my insurance policy and see when the last time it was that I did the research and shopped around on the price, because like so many of us, I get lulled into the auto renewal. It's always the same. Yes. I don't pay much attention to it. But I think you would argue that that is not a expense you just want to pay for without some thought.
No, it's something very much, at least in your control. You have the ability to shop around. I think far too many of us just set it and forget it. I know I'm a victim of it in the past. It's so easy to do. You know you need to have insurance. None of us like paying for it, especially auto insurance, but it's a necessary evil. But what we can do is shop around. And because insurance is so individualistic and it's constantly changing and evolving to the current market conditions, and right now in Ontario, we're seeing unprecedented levels of theft, which is leading to increases in what we're paying monthly. On top of that, we have inflation. But what you can do is shop around because every insurance company rates a little bit differently. They're constantly looking at ways to manage their book, and they're changing what type of customer they want and willing to offer better pricing to. So if you're not taking, a few, a day each year to kind of shop the market, you're doing yourself a big disservice because you could be leaving money on the table.
$1,300 a month. That's a big number, Matt, and that's just the average. Thank you for providing the context on it. We appreciate it.
Oh, thank you for having me.
Matt Hands is the VP of Insurance for RateHub.ca. He joined us to talk about the average cost to own a car in Canada. It's higher than I thought. And now I have homework. Thanks, Matt. Get on that and do that.